Good evening. You have before you the format for a hymn festival. We love to sing. We love to hear you sing. The hymn festival takes on a different flavor this evening, and it will be explained much more eloquently later than what I can do. Permit me, however, just to say a word or two for those particularly who have not had this experience before. You will need your worship supplement. Are they distributed? May I see them? Okay. And you have the service book and hymnal, the other red book, and you have this program. We are following a traditional old Reformation custom of an alternatim praxis, or an alternating practice, in which we are taking the various stanzas of the hymns and giving them to different groups to sing. Occasionally the choir will sing a tune, sing a stanza. Sometimes the ladies will sing, sometimes the women, men will sing. Men in... So... is Jim her? Jim, oh, there he is, okay. When it says women, that includes girls. When it says men, that includes boys. So I think that's pretty self-evident. Some of the tunes may be strange to you. We ask you to throw yourself into it and to get to know the author, get to know the hymn right straight off. There are two compositions or will be done tonight. The one is the Aperite Mihi Portus Justitiae by Dietrich Buxtehude. You will find the text on the back side. Open to me the gates of justice. I will go unto them and will praise the Lord. I needn't read it. You can read it for yourself. Permit me just to say that Mr. Buxtehude lived from 1637 to 1707, and so he predates Bach. And he had a profound influence on Bach, as it is said that Bach walked many a mile to come under this man's influence. He was the cantor of the Marienkirche in Lübeck, Germany, and held that post for many, many a year. And during Advent, he did his famous Abendmusiken, which attracted thousands and thousands of people to the cathedral. The Aperite Mihi Portus is a motet for three voices, bass, tenor, and women's voices, plus two violins and cello. Now, the Holden community always presents a problem, a challenge, and a solution. We don't have a cello, so we're using a French horn. We don't have two violins, we have only one, so we're using a blockflöte, which I think would make Mr. Buxtehude very happy. And we don't have a second violin, so we're using a clarinet. Now, I think he would be very happy with this instrumentation, although he didn't know what a clarinet was like, and he certainly didn't know what a French horn was like. But we use what sources we have, and we do what we can, and it comes off very well, I think. The other composition is entitled The Three Songs of Advent, or the Trilogy of Advent. The text, as you note, is by Herb Brokering, and we wrote the music during our stay here in Holden. I think the text was written here too, am I correct, Herb? And it will be sung by Marilyn Hartle. It's a trilogy. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Tonight we have the unique opportunity of holding two of the disciplines of the village at the same time, really, in getting acquainted with them. The discipline of worship is one of the community disciplines that we all take place, that we all participate in the community. The discipline of our prayer fellowship is one that the community offers on an individual basis for all of us to participate in throughout the year. Paul has put together tonight the hymn sing that will combine these two disciplines of worship and prayer. And you will note that the topics for our prayer fellowship are the headings also for the hymn sing. We will have first the the first hymn, and then following the first hymn, we will have the prayer on our common life, followed by a hymn. And we will continue through the week of our prayer fellowship in this way, with the hymn emphasizing our particular theme. The village has been in this discipline for a number of years now. Each day throughout the year, we meet at about 12:30 or 12 o'clock, and we invite others that have been at the village and return homes to their individual congregations and homes to join the village and the participants in the village in this fellowship of prayer throughout the year. And it's not necessary always to take a specific time off. You can do this during the day, but we have little cards printed. I think they're still available, or you can copy these down and use them in your own homes on these particular days and join us in this discipline. And in this way, the village reaches out to you and our concerns for you, and you reach back to the village your concerns for us. We feel that we have sort of a unique setting here to see many of the disciplines that take place, such as our common life, the necessity of what goes on to keep the village going, the healing arts, how dependent we are upon our nurse in the village and the doctors that assist, the proclamation, right down the line, the household of faith. And we can really see this in a unique way in our community, since it is a small community and we see all aspects of it. Sometimes those aren't as apparent in your larger communities. But keep these in mind, because the themes that we go through each week are those that are a part of our life, and we hope that are a part of your life.
Give thanks for the good and agile minds and bodies to work. Help us develop patience and perseverance while we try to develop our abilities. Give us joy and make us happy in our daily tasks. Comfort us in failure. Help us be a neighbor to fellow workers. Help us be thoughtful in our actions towards others. We give thanks for opportunities to work and find new work. and follow the old work. We pray that we share this, the material blessings that accrue to us with others. We ask that you forgive our mistakes when we fall short and help us try again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray for the culture we share, for all those aspects of our life that determine our manner of living it. We give thanks for artists, poets, musicians, thanks for beauty. We pray for actors, directors, dancers, for all people who attempt to communicate their experience of our commonality. Father, let your blessing rest on schools, universities, and neighborhood study groups. We ask you to give a mature sense of responsibility to those who write our newspapers and magazines, who prepare broadcasts for radio and television, and help us to keep a healthy perspective of our common culture. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
pray for the healing arts on Wednesday. Heavenly Father, who heals us and who desires that this world is one of rejoicing and celebration, we pray that healing might come to our hearts this night through your Spirit and through those that you put around us to be the healers on this earth. We pray for our family doctors, our nurses. We pray for Becky in the village and those that help her. We pray for the technicians and the researchers, those that maintain our hospitals and clinics. We pray for our pastors that counsel, that proclaim, that comfort and affirm. We pray for love that heals the broken and the lonely and all in need. We pray, Heavenly Father, this night for those within our community that have need of healing of body, mind, or soul. And we pray for those within our families and friends that this night desire and need healing. O Lord, we pray for healing of this earth, for healing of relationships. And we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that through your love, you bring those in our midst that are healers to each one of us. We pray this in your name, O Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thursday is the day we pray for the proclamation. Our pastors, our churches, the leaders of our church bodies. May we pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone does great wonders, send down upon your ministers and upon the congregations committed to their charge the helpful spirit of your grace, and that they may truly please you, pour upon them the continual dew of your blessings. We beseech you to raise up for the work of the ministry faithful and able men and women who shall count it a joy to spend and to be spent for the sake of your dear Son and for the souls for whom he shed his most precious blood upon the cross. And fit them, we pray, for their holy office by your bountiful grace and heavenly benediction. We give you thanks for all the faithful pastors who serve in your church on earth. We pray for the pastors of the congregations represented here, for the pastors of our local congregation here at the Village. We pray for every pastor who proclaims the gospel on the morrow, that they may be filled with your grace and power to tell your message of love and salvation. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. our loving Father, we thank you that by your grace, through faith in your Son, we have become redeemed members of your household, that already in baptism you have adopted us as your dear children, that as members of your family you nourish us with your precious word and blessed sacrament, that we have been able to grow in a home where there is unconditional love, constant forgiveness, gospel affirmation. We thank you that in this household we can know real freedom, true peace, strength in trials, confident hope for the future. We thank you for all our brothers and sisters in the faith, whoever they are and wherever they may be. And we are grateful for the Holden family gathered here tonight. Refresh and enrich each one of us, old and young, female and male, guest, faculty, and staff. May we all reflect your love for us and be Christ's to one another. Give us unity, harmony, a sense of mission, real dedication to your call to service. Bless those who are leaving and protect them as they travel. Guide your whole church, O Lord. Bless all her leaders and officers on national, district, and congregational levels. Give to all of us courageous hearts filled with love for one another, steady hands open to the needs of others, and willing feet to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. By your Spirit, preserve us in the true faith and bring us safely to our eternal home. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father. We pray that each of us may face with candor and honesty the great challenges and complexities of our time. We ask you to bless us with thy wisdom and tolerance and understanding. We pray that you will bless all of those that are striving for a better world. We pray especially for those who are working for purer and juster laws, for those who are working for peace between the nations, for those who are engaged in healing from disease and sicknesses, for those who work for the relief of poverty in the world, and for those who spread your gospel. We also want to pray for the leaders or the forces that exist in Africa and the Near East and in Ireland and elsewhere in the world, that somehow their eyes might be opened and they might truly see the tremendous desire for peace among all the peoples of the world. That these leaders could put aside their selfishness and world-minded schemes and settle their differences in a peaceful manner. And finally, we pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ may take hold on all power, that it may be used humanely for the enrichment of human destiny by the advancement of thy kingdom. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.